This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Rope. The United Nations Security Council on Friday turned down a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and an Israel-Hamas hostage deal after Russia and China vetoed the measure proposed by the United States. Emma Gell from Reuters reports.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield told the Security Council that the two nations had cynical and petty reasons, saying they opposed the resolution simply because it was penned by the U.S. and criticized both countries for not condemning Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said the resolution was exceedingly politicized and contained an effective green light for Israel to mount a military operation in Rafah. Zhang Jun, China's ambassador, said the U.S. resolution fell short of expectations by only setting preconditions for a ceasefire and echoed Russia's comments. The U.S. has wanted any Security Council support for a ceasefire to be linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza, vetoing three previous ceasefire resolutions put forward by the Council.
Emma Gell from Reuters. Russia's Federal Security Service says 40 people were killed and more than 100 were wounded Friday in an attack at a Moscow concert hall. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The venue is reportedly still on fire and the death toll may rise. The attack, which Russian authorities are investigating as terrorism, is the deadliest in Russia in recent years. Several gunmen burst into the concert hall on the edge of Moscow and sprayed visitors with automatic gunfire, killing and wounding dozens and starting a massive blaze. Russian media reported a second blast at the venue. There were reports that some of the gunmen had barricaded themselves somewhere in the building and that the venue's roof has collapsed. The attack comes days after President Vladimir Putin cemented his grip on the country in a highly orchestrated electoral landslide. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.